Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 7th of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Atsira and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Rockall, 982, expected Thames, 982 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira. Southeasterly, 4 to 6, backing easterly, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8, except in North Atsira, backing northeasterly later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty. Southeast, backing north or northeast, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5, then north or northeast 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 except in Dogger. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, then east or northeast 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber. Southerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northerly 7 to severe gale 9 later in west. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames. South 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9, then northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. South at first in Dover, otherwise west or southwest, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10, except in Biscay. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 in west, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9 at first in Irish Sea, otherwise west, veering northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, increasing violent storm 11 at times. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Mallon. North or northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in Fair Isle and Faroes, otherwise north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Hebrides and Fair Isle. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 in east. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 6th of December. Tyree, automatic. Northeast by north, 6. Rain, 2 miles, 986, now rising. Stornoway. Northeast by east, 5, slight rain, 4 miles, 994, falling more slowly. Lerwick, north 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,000, falling. Wick, automatic. Southeast 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 996, falling quickly. Aberdeen, southeast 4, slight rain, 3 miles, 994, falling very rapidly. Lucas, southeast by east, 6, rain, 2 miles, 989, falling very rapidly. Boomer, southeast by south, 6, rain, 4 miles, 990, falling very rapidly. Bridlington, south-southeast, 8, 994, falling very rapidly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel, automatic, south by west, 6, 5 miles, 1,007. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. Southwest 6, 1003, falling very rapidly. Jersey, southwest by south, 6, heavy drizzle, 1 mile, 1008, falling quickly. Channel light vessel automatic, west by south, 7,004. Scilly automatic, west 8, recent precipitation, 4 miles, 1005, now falling. Milford Haven, west southwest, 8, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 993, falling more slowly. Aberporth, southwest, 8, rain, 1.5 miles, 991, falling quickly. Valley, southwest by south, 8, rain, 2 miles, 985, falling very rapidly. Liverpool Crosby, south 5, recent rain, 27 miles, 988, falling more slowly. Valencia, northwest by west, 6, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1002, rising very rapidly. Ronald's Way, south by west, 6, rain, 3 miles, 983, falling more slowly. Malinhead, south by west, 1, moderate drizzle, 7 miles, 980, falling. And Macrahanish automatic, east-northeast, 4, rain, 1 mile, 980, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 6th of December 2024. The general situation. A deep area of low pressure named Storm Dara is currently moving east-southeastwards across the United Kingdom and is bringing fairly widespread gale force winds. Storm force winds will affect many western and southern areas during Saturday, with violent storm force winds expected near the Welsh coast, in the Celtic Sea and in the Bristol Channel. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East 4 to 6, backing north 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time at first and south, then becoming northerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 and south. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then north 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 at times. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then north 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, then becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in north, then becoming northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or southwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10, then northwesterly, 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, 6 to gale 8. Veering west or northwest, gale 8 to storm 10. Then north or northwest, 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West, 7 to severe gale 9. Veering northwest, gale 8 to storm 10. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, veering west or northwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, then north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, veering northwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, then north gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, veering north 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 to 7, veering north or northwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing gale 8 later, occasional rain becoming fair later, good occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first, veering north 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain or showers, good occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northerly or northwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10. Occasionally violent storm 11 at first in North Channel. Decreasing 7 or gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north, gale 8 to storm 10, then decreasing 7 or gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeasterly 6 to gale 8, but 4 or 5 at first in north, then backing northerly and increasingly severe gale 9 at times. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 and west, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, in a few moments, we'll join the BBC World Service for the newsroom, who will guide you through the wee small hours until we return at 20 past 5 tomorrow morning. You can always listen to comedy and drama through tonight on our digital sister station, BBC Radio 4 Extra. But that is indeed for another day here on Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Rebel forces say they have reached the outskirts of Syria's third largest city, Homs, as government troops struggle to contain advances from factions across the country. The HTS Islamist group says it has given President Assad's forces in Homs a final ultimatum to defect. Meanwhile, there are reports that the government has lost control of the southern city of Deraa to local rebel factions there. Here's Frank Gardner.
It completely upsets the existing order, which is to the detriment of Russia, of Iran, of Hezbollah, but most of all to Syria's murderous regime of Bashar al-Assad. This has been an extraordinarily rapid and surprisingly successful advance. Clearly the rebels chose their moment very carefully. I don't think any of us saw this coming with quite this effect and speed.
South Korea's president, Yoon Suk-yeol, is expected to address the nation shortly, following his botched attempt to declare martial law earlier this week. Mr. Yoon has been under pressure from both opponents and members of his own governing party to stand down, with an impeachment vote by MPs due later on Saturday. President Yoon shocked the nation on Tuesday when he gave the military sweeping emergency powers in order to root out what he called anti-state forces. Parliament swiftly removed the measure. The far-right frontrunner in Romania's presidential elections has said the country's democracy is under attack. Călin Georgescu's comments came hours after Romania's constitutional court scrapped the presidential elections. Sarah Rainsford reports.
Călin Georgescu has called the decision to cancel the presidential election a coup and says democracy is under attack.
A luat democrația It
was a shock ruling by Romania's constitutional court that came even after voting abroad.